Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 18th. Today's word is lenitive, spelled L-E-N-I-T-I-V-E. Lenitive is an adjective that means alleviating pain or harshness, soothing. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Independent by Howard Jacobson. The air in Eastbourne is melancholy with the sweet memories of childhood, and the promises it breathes are prayerful and lenitive. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. The word lenitive first appears in English in the 15th century. It derives from the Latin verb lenire, meaning to soften or smooth, which was itself formed from the adjective lenis, meaning soft or mild. Lenire also gave us the adjective lenient, which usually means tolerant or indulgent today, but in its original sense carried the meaning of relieving pain or stress. Often found in medical contexts, lenitive can also be a noun referring to a treatment, such as a salve, with soothing or healing properties. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.